We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Go Huskies podcast is presented by Air Van Moving, the official mover of Husky Athletics, and your next move.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Henry, just how, I guess, first, individually, how do you feel like you've played in these first three games?
Definitely feel that there's a lot I need to improve on. I haven't played my best football by any means, and I think that there's just like a lot more that I need to do to be better for the team.
When you say that you haven't played well, can you just give us some examples of things that you're not playing well, what you weren't doing well enough?
Honestly, I just think I need to be more physical, have better feet, and like have a better punch. Honestly, like those are the things I feel like I need to work on the most. Like big things for linemen that like a good lineman needs, and I feel like I'm doing okay and I'm improving, but I feel like I can be better.
How quickly do you think you're progressing to that point that you want to be at? I mean, is it like a between Montana and Arkansas State? Do you feel like you've progressed like in a kind of steady state or what?
I feel like I've been making progress like steadily. Yeah. Coach Huff is a great coach. He's been, you know, on me, making sure that, I'm making sure that I'm doing everything right and I'm getting all the little details down, like mentally, physically, and just like trying to be better. Yeah.
You guys obviously have a very high standard in that room and on the offensive line to struggle in those first two games. How difficult was that for you guys as a group, and what was the attitude like to try to show that that's not who you guys are?
Yeah, it was disappointing. You know, we pride ourselves in being a great unit that's able to, you know, get things done so that we can perform for the team and so that the team can win. But I think that we've learned a lot from those two first games. And, you know, last week was a first good step, but there's still so much more that we can do. And so much more that I know that we can do. And I'm really excited to see how the rest of the season goes.
What did you think the main issue was as a unit as to why you guys struggled as much as you did in those first two games?
As a unit, I think it was just like self-inflicted wounds. Somebody here, doing something a little bit different and not on the same page as somebody else. And as like an O-line, everybody needs to be on the same page. I really think that, you know, we had like a great fall camp and everyone felt great like going into the season. And I think we just need to like work on more, just making sure that everyone's on the same page, because yeah, if one person's not, then it messes everything up.
Was Montana a shock to your system? Because typically an FCS school isn't going to match up front in the trenches with an FBS school. And those guys seem to do it. What was that game like?
That was a really weird game for me personally. I can't speak for anybody else. I think it was just like needing to get my mind right and making sure that everybody had like the same type of energy. I think we, like you said, you know, people are expecting us to like win, do stuff like that. I think we went a little too like, we were too comfortable and we needed to like, you know, light a fire under our ass, sorry, and, you know, get things done. And we didn't that game, so, yeah.
Did you underestimate them? I don't have NFL players that just don't have as many as you guys do.
No, I think, yeah. I don't know, it's tough to say. Yeah.
There's been a couple instances in the first couple games where, I mean, of course you guys don't want to have any false starts or delay of game or all that stuff. Is that a communication thing or what's causing, you know, what caused a couple of those errors?
I think it's a combination of things. Like once you get into the game, everything happens so fast, and I think that's like one of the things that has to do with preparation. Like when you know what you're doing and you know you're confident in like the play calls, like your assignment, then the game will like kind of slow down for you. But yeah, it's like a combination of a whole bunch of different things, like when it comes to those self-inflicted wounds.
Hey, about Cal, what comes to mind when you think about the last couple of games that you've had against them?
I think they're a smart team, and they're a tough team that wants to keep things close. If I remember correctly, the last two times we played them have been close games, and they're a good team. I think that, you know, like, we can't take them easily. Like, we've lost to them the past two times, and I respect their team. So I think it's really just up to us making sure that we have, we put our best foot forward and do the best we can do.
What do you notice about them in the trenches and their physicality scheme? Like, what have you seen the last couple times you played them?
Personally, I haven't played them the past two times that we played, but just from like watching film and watching those two games, I know that they're a physical team, and they have like good linebackers. They have smart people that can, you know, like assignment wise, they're not gonna like mess up a lot. They know what they're doing, and they want to get after you as well. So I think they're a good matchup to, you know, be physical against and show what we can do.
Hunter, I'm wondering where you think your hair and beard rank on the team.
I'm sorry?
Your hair, your facial hair, and your...
My hair and beard.
You have the best hair on the team.
I'd say Ibuki's got me beat in the beard, but I think my hair is pretty poofy. Well, I like it. I don't know. Yeah.
That'll do it. All right. Thanks, Hunter.
Thank you very much. You guys have a good one.